Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And I think we can both agree it has been an extremely productive week.
Oh my, it has. It's like we are full on with farm chores and spring prep and preparing for the Merck opening in a couple weeks.
That is exciting.
It is very exciting. And I am so looking forward to that.
I am too. And I know you put out a post on social media just yesterday asking what baked item people would be most interested in between scones and English muffins. I think we're running a dead heat.
We have had an incredible response. I just kind of threw that out there just to try to see if people were, I mean, it was Saturday evening. I thought nobody's going to be on Facebook. Well, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, none of those. And we had an incredible response. The last I knew, we were about 20 votes for each, and for English muffins and scones, and lots of they would like both, or some people just said yes.
I'll take that as a vote for both. Yes. Or either. So we are coming down to a final decision. I've been thinking about how to balance the requirements of each, and I'm thinking about doing both.
Oh my goodness. That would be like a grand opening.
It would be.
It would. We won't really call it that.
But no, but
that would be exciting, and so many people would be happy. And, you know, it's something normally we'll rotate, just like we did last year. So if you didn't get English muffins this week, you wait a week. They'll be offered again the next time. But we have a lot of people that have let us know that those that they bought up at the end of the season are now gone.
And that just sounds like a crisis we can't have.
Right. Yeah. If we can help someone, I think we probably should.
I agree. So we will get those up for pre-order on the store within the next few days. We'll choose our scone flavors and everybody can check and see what we have and put your orders in.
Yeah, those will be available for pickup on the 19th.
That's right.
So Friday the 19th, you can pick up here between 10 and 2.
Yeah, so we'll keep our same hours and be open on Fridays here at the farm. And we'll start the Gertz Garden to Go produce bag delivery in the middle of June. But you're already starting to plan for that.
Yeah, I guess that's another exciting thing that happened this week is we sold out of the shares that we offered, the initial shares. Now, we're hoping that maybe, depending on harvest, we might have some extras each week.
Especially as you get into the middle of the season.
You know, tomatoes, potatoes, corn, peppers. Yeah, the things that we probably, hopefully, will have an abundance of. So it's an easy thing to pick up at the farm. So grab and go. Or you can select your own produce. We will still do that. So
right. You'll have extra for sale here in the crib.
One pepper, you can get one pepper.
That's right. I'm getting excited about fresh produce. You've been picking a few things, growing some sprouts on the counter, picking a little bit of spinach. So that has really made me feel kind of spoiled in the kitchen.
Yeah, we had a spinach salad last night and we had our own sprouts, spinach,
red onion,
stuff that we grew right here. And it just tasted so delicious and fresh and nice. And I have started planting. I have planted lettuce, kale, and more spinach so far. So, it's a busy, busy time.
It is. And as most of you know, we are building a gardening course with everything that we do here at the farm and how we go about doing those. We've continued to make videos. We're doing some other types of presentations where you can download those. Again, I'll put a link to that in the show notes if you're not already enrolled in the garden class, but those are the kinds of things that you are teaching as you do.
Yeah, we had more people that joined this week. And now I'll just be honest, it's kind of hard right now when you come out with a camera and I'm getting ready to do something in the garden. I'll be honest about it's a little bit hard for me to want to perform right now. I mean, perform. It's not really performing. But then, you know, kind of when I get going, it's kind of like, okay, teacher kicks in again. And I'm excited to teach people about what we do. It's not the only way to do things, but it's how we do it here. And it's worked for us for several years.
That's right. So the other thing we've been doing with gardening is building beds.
Yes. Yeah, it's not like we don't have enough. I think the last count, in addition to our regular 50 by 50 market bed that we grow a lot of vegetables in, I think now we're up to 30 or more just other planting areas, garden beds, and, you know, there you can't ever have too many.
That's what I've heard. So you added a 4x4 keyhole garden, which has a composter right in the middle. And maybe you could tell people a little bit about why that's beneficial.
The composter, there is a composter right in the middle. That's the keyhole part of it. And this is a sort of a smaller one. But this morning I planted it, and you can plant a lot of produce in that smaller bed. But right in the middle of a keyhole bed is a composter. So that's constantly feeding the soil, which is really, really good. It creates a nice, rich environment. We have a bigger one. It's 6x6. And that grows some of the best produce that we have. It has a much larger composter in the middle. And so, you know, when I harvest or there's a tomato that's not so good or something, I can just throw it right there in the composter. That'll just contribute to the nutrients in the soil. And it's a win-win. And it, I really like them a lot. The only thing that I don't like a lot about them is it takes a while to build the soil level up. They take a lot of soil. So I layered this one with cardboard, little bit of straw, some peat moss, lots of soil. We did a soil run this week.
We did do a soil run. You can always find a place to use up soil. So we were able to source some large bags of soil from Sam's Club, and that has been a real bonus in filling those. I think the height on your new keyhole is probably about 2 feet deep, maybe 2.5 feet deep.
Yeah.
But when you're doing 4x4 with just a 1 foot square composter in the middle, that is a lot of soil.
Yeah. I put 10 bags, 55 quart bags in that one bed. So it takes a lot. And one of the things that we have found, and probably other people that are gardening may have found, soil is a little bit difficult to find. We've had a little, especially the quantity that we buy, and we've had a little bit of trouble finding that. So whenever we find some, it's like, okay, we're not hoarding so that other people get some, but we have to be able to get enough to fill our beds.
Right. We also assembled a new cold frame this week, and you filled it as well. Those are kind of a cool thing that help insulate and protect and collect sunshine to give plants an early start.
So we've added beds. We might possibly add one more because I think this one's probably your fault.
Of course it is.
We also put skirting around the new potting shed. So as we were doing that, and you were cutting the skirting and I was putting them on the potting shed, and I was on the south side in the sun, and I thought, wow, this would be a perfect place to plant something.
It would. So see, would.
I think that's probably your fault. I'm not sure
I'm
why.
I'm sure it is.
So I think I might need a bed there.
I'm sure you do. And I'm sure one of those will appear one day.
So yeah, if we can find more soil. So it's been busy. We have plants in the greenhouse now. And so that's been sanitized. And we have a new heating and cooling system in there that is really, really working well. So the plants are much happier to be out of the basement now. They have a lot more even temperature.
Right. And you've been making good use of the potting shed and getting that dirty.
Oh, yeah.
But it cleans up very nicely,
too. It does,
too.
Yeah.
It's good that you have a place and space to work and do the kinds of gardening things that you need to do.
It's amazing the difference between doing all the potting and repotting and in the greenhouse, and then as opposed to now I have this potting shed where I can have all that stuff, all the pots and soil and everything else just in one place, repot in there, take them back to the greenhouse. The greenhouse seems so clean and nice and full of plants and not stuff now. So
right.
I've repotted about 130 tomato plants so far and a lot more to go. So it's been really nice.
That sounds like a lot, but
it's not.
We really need a lot of tomato-based product.
Right.
For the winter.
I probably have about 140 or so more in the peat pots still. Some of those I won't transplant because we'll just plant them directly. But, some of those I still will. I still have peppers, eggplant. I've put together some herb pots, some four packs that have like different basils in them. I think those are going to be nice. So it has been fun.
Another thing that we had the opportunity to do this week was speak to our local Rotary Club. And of course that was by Zoom, but what a nice group of people. Had very thoughtful questions,
yes.
Very supportive, encouraging, complimentary. So we appreciate that opportunity to share with them what we do here at the farm, why we do it. And
a lot of them knew us from the farmers market, and we had some that made comments about how they missed us at the market. We appreciated that.
We do. But again, as most of you will remember, we made the decision in August last year to just move all of our operations to the farm as a base. Now we do deliveries, but it's just much better for us and on our product.
And we miss
the market. Oh, we absolutely miss the people.
Being part of the community. And but this was the right move for us now. And I do appreciate that people say that we were really missed.
Yes, we do. But come on out to the farm and see us. We would love to see all of those familiar faces out here on Fridays.
Yeah, it's a different experience. And, it's laid back and we really enjoy that. So
we do.
We get a lot of good feedback at the farm, too. And I'm really looking forward to this season. We probably ought to do a little update, too, on Abby.
Yes. Abby is doing much, much better. She turned a corner on Friday and is back to her old self,
yeah.
Practically.
Yeah.
She still has sutures that have to be removed on Monday, but she is eating on her own. She is happy. She's going all over the house and just back to her little purring self.
And it's so nice because the last 2 weeks have been pretty tough.
Very stressful for us and her.
She was very sick, and she seems to be doing very well. So again, we want to thank Animal Medical Center and Dr. Heiser for helping us get our baby back.
That's right. So good times happening here at the farm.
Yes.
The sun is shining. The cats are happy. The
gardener is happy.
The baker is happy. Everyone's happy.
Yes, it's a good time, and we are moving right along, and watch our social media pages, and we will be posting some of the new products, special products, and things that, we will have available at the Merck.
That's right. So come out and see us on the 19th, or you can order online, and we would love to see you.
That's right. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.